5, Causes and Consequences of Population Explosion. Page 75, Unit 5, Causes and Consequences of Population Explosion. Structure. 5.1, Objectives. 5.2, Introduction. 5.3, Population Explosion. 5.4, Trends of Population Growth in India. 5.5, Causes for Rapid Growth of Population. 5.6, Consequences of Population Explosion. 5.7, Summary. 5.8, Model Questions. Page 76, Causes and Consequences of Population Explosion. 5.1, Objectives. The study of this unit enables one to understand population explosion, causes for the growth of population in India, problem of overpopulation in an economy, the relationship between population and economic development, various methods to check population growth. 5.2, Introduction. In the previous unit, the size and composition of population in India was discussed. You are aware that according to the census of population 2001, the size is 102 crores. The size of population is big. India is passing through the phase of population explosion. The rate of growth in India has not been able to keep pace with the rate of growth of population. The big size of population in India has become a barrier to develop. The problem of unemployment and poverty can be solved only if population growth is checked in India. In order to understand the impact of growth of population on the economy, one has to study the causes for the growth of population, the consequences of the growth of population on the economy, and then one has to think of various measures to check the rate of growth of population in India. In this unit, an attempt has been made to study the growth of population and its impact on the economy. Page 77, 5.3, Population Explosion. Population explosion implies a sudden spur in the rate of population growth. Population explosion takes place in an economy where birth rate is highly accomplished by a declining death rate. With the help of theory of demographic transition, it is possible to understand population explosion. 5.3.1, Theory of Demographic Transition. Theory of demographic transition says that population explosion refers to a sudden spurt in the rate of population growth. It considers the sudden spurt as a transitory phenomena. It occurs because death rate falls rapidly and birth rate remains stagnant at a high level. Theory of demographic transition correlates population growth and economic development. It is of the opinion that every country passes through three stages of demographic transition. These stages are empirically verifiable. Theory says that in the first stage, both birth rate and death rate are high, so the population growth remains stable. In this stage, population increase, even if it is seen, does not pose any problem. This stage is seen generally in backward economies, where agriculture is the main occupation of the people and where per capita income is low. This is an economy where standard of living is low. Most of the population in these economies is deprived of even the basic necessities of life. A large number of people live on inadequate and unbalanced diet, their housing conditions are appalling, and education opportunities are absent. The outlook of people is irrational and unscientific. Medical facilities are limited. Mortality rate is therefore high. Birth rate is high in such an economy because peasant families regard a big family as advantageous. Children are regarded as a source of income at an early age. The cost of rearing these children is minimum because children are not given much education. Besides, children are regarded as a source of security in the old age of parents. So, in the first stage of demographic transition, high birth rate is matched by an equally high death rate and thus population remains stable over a long period. Page 78, Check Your Progress 1. Question number 1, What is population explosion? Question number 2, Name the important theory which explains population explosion. Question number 3, How many variables are there in the theory of demographic transition? Question number 4, Explain the behavior of population growth in the first stage of development as explained by the theory of demographic transition. 5.3.2, Second Stage. There is rapid growth of population in the second stage according to the theory of demographic transition. This stage is the beginning stage of the process of development. The standard of living improves. Education, health and medical facilities are expanded. Epidemic diseases are controlled to an extent by the intervention of the government. These developments generally bring down the death rate. The economy still remains agrarian. Education facilities are confined to a narrow section of society in this stage. These changes do not alter the attitude of the people towards the size of the family. It does not change the trend of high birth rate. The declining death rate on the one hand, high birth rate on the other, to an increase in population at an alarming rate. The declining death rate on the one hand, high birth rate on the other, lead to an increase in population at an alarming rate. It is pointed out that in the second stage, there is a natural growth of population. In other words, in the second stage of demographic transition, the birth rate generally stays around 35 to 40 per thousand, whereas the death rate comes down to roughly 15 per thousand. This results in an annual growth of population at the rate of 2.1 and more. In the second stage, the economy has not grown adequately for a long period and a sizable section of population has remained below the poverty line. Economists call this growth of population as, in quotes, population explosion, close quotes. In India, the experience in respect of population growth has been precisely explained by the trends found in the second stage. Page 79, check your progress too. Question number 1, which are the important features of the second stage? Question number 2, why does birth rate remain high? Question number 3, why does death rate show a decline? Question number 4, explain natural growth of population. Question number 5, why do you say Indian experiences are similar to those seen in the, in quotes, second stage, close quotes, of demographic transition? 5.3.3, third stage. In the third stage of demographic transition, the birth rate declines significantly. The rate of population growth remains slow. A country can hope to overcome the problem of population explosion if the process of industrialization accompanied by urbanization is fast and education becomes widespread. In this stage, birth rate shows a tendency to fall. Lifestyle in the city is different from the lifestyle in rural areas. Industrialization takes place. People living in cities increase. There is going to be housing problems in cities. This compels people to revise their attitudes towards their family sizes. They also realize the merits of small family. Education changes the attitude of the people. People by and large desire to have small families. As development gets accelerated, women seek employment to supplement the family income. For working women, bringing up of children is not an easy task. Besides, in an industrial economy, few employment opportunities are available and children cannot be gainfully employed at an early age. Family has to spend money for educating children. Children should be made to acquire skill through training to get employment. All these make bringing up of a child costly. In the third stage, social and economic factors deter a large number of people from having many children. In course of time, the birth rate declines from 40 per thousand to 20 per thousand. When this change is brought about, the critical phase of population explosion is over. Page 80, check your progress 3. Question number 1, which are the important features of the third stage? Question number 2, why does birth rate decline? Question number 3, explain the social and economic factors which are responsible to bring down birth rate. Question number 4, how is population explosion get solved in the third stage according to the theory of demographic transition? 5.4, trends of population growth in India. The population of India on 1/3/2001 was 1027 million, that is 102 crores. This includes the population of Jammu and Kashmir, where 1991 census could not be conducted. Between 1991 and 2001, the population in India has increased by 181 million. The increase in terms of percentage between 1991 to 2001 is 21.3% compared to 23.9% between 1981 to 91. The growth rate between 91 to 2001 has been 1.93% per year. India is the second most populous country in the world with a population of 1027 million as on 1/3/2001, compared to China, which had a population of 1278 million. As on 1st February 2000. Page 81, 5.5, causes for the rapid growth of population. Broadly, there are only three possible causes for an increase in the population of a country. They are A. High birth rate, B. Low death rate, C. Immigration. Population in India has not increased much on the account of immigration. In India, population has increased due to steady decline in death rate while birth rate is remaining high. Let us try to understand the factors responsible for declining mortality rate and also the factors responsible for high birth rate. 5.5.1, causes for decline in death rate. The cause of a death rate is not generally accurately reported. A survey and studies made in urban and villages generally help to identify the factors responsible for decline death rate. A. Elimination of famines. Under the British rule, there was recurrence of famines. This was checked after independence. Government of India took up various measures to reduce the frequency and intensity of famines by resorting to food imports and measures to distribute food under public distribution system. Starvation deaths have declined considerably in India. Elimination of famines is a very important factor to bring down the mortality rate. B. Control of epidemics. Before independence, cholera and smallpox were the two major causes of epidemics in India. Cholera is very much under control because of a well-knitted health network. Smallpox is completely eliminated. After independence, except cholera, no other epidemic occurred as a major killer. So death rate has come down steadily. C. Decline in incidence of malaria and tuberculosis. Malaria was affecting a large number of people. Out of every 1,000 people, 31 used to be affected by malaria in 1930. At present, overall death rate is 10. It is pointed out that a substantial share of the decline in mortality since Second World War has been the result of controlling malaria. The incidence of tuberculosis has come down, but it still remains a major killer in India. D. Other factors. Since independence, the nutrition level of people has increased. Supply of safe drinking water has improved both in urban and rural areas. Health facilities in urban and rural areas have improved, and to an extent they have brought down death rate by providing appropriate medical aid to the needy. Spread of education, expanded medical facilities, particularly immunization, have gone a long way in reducing the incidence of various diseases. Check your progress 4. Number 1. Does elimination of famine lead to growth of population? Question number 2. Which are the medical facilities provided to reduce death rate in India? Question number 3. Examine the various factors responsible for a fall in death rate in India. Page 82, 5.5.2. Causes for high birth rate. Birth rate is high in India. Birth rate is high in North India. It is about 30 per thousand, as in 1999 in North. But the birth rate is around 20 in South India, as in 1999. The growth rate of population on southern states is estimated as 1.13 in Tamil Nadu, 1.16 in Kerala, in Andhra Pradesh 1.35, and in Karnataka it is estimated as 1.46. Growth rate of population is less than 2% in South India. The Census of Population 2001 indicates the demographic imbalance. Let us now analyze the reasons for high birth rate in India with the help of economic and other factors. Economic factors. Factors like occupational distribution of population, the extent of urbanization, and the spread of poverty are some of the economic factors which influences birth rate in an economy. Page 83A. Predominance of agriculture. India, even at present, is an agricultural dominant economy. Nearly 60% of the population depend on agriculture. In agriculture, there is one or the other work available for children. So, in agrarian societies, children are not considered as economic burden. There is another argument in this regard. In India, unemployment and underemployment are present. Child labor may not be of any use to the family. In India, techniques of production in agriculture are generally obsolete. There are some seasons when demand for labor is large, and there are seasons when demand for labor does not exist. In the peak agricultural seasons, like harvest, weeding, and sowing times, the demand for labor is large. In this period, child labor is required in agriculture to overcome shortage of labor. So, in a predominantly agricultural economy with pre-capitalist relations of production as India has, there seems to be an economic rationale for a relatively big family. In states like Kerala, Tamil Nadu, even though economies are agricultural dominant, social awareness has brought down birth rate in the recent years. In an industrial society, children have to be looked after well, and upbringing of children involves economic cost. So people in industrial society have realized the advantages of small family. In India, pace of industrialization has been slow, so the birth rate has remained high. Page 84B. Slow urbanization. The level of urbanization was around 11-12% during British rule in India. It was 17.3% in 1951 and it was 25.7% in 1991. During the 9th plan, it was projected that 289 million would be living in urban areas. It was also projected that there would be 40 metro cities by 2001 as against 21 in 1991. City life has its own problems. Housing is the most important problem in a city. Cost of bringing up children is high in cities compared to that in villages. Joint family system gets disintegrated as people go to the cities in search of livelihood. These factors reduce birth rate. In India, urbanization is slow and it has failed to generate social forces which would bring down birth rate. It is pointed out that in India, social system and family structure of rural life have not changed the urban living. So, birth rate has not come down considerably in India. Census 2001 data show that fertility rate is slowing down. Even if fertility declines, there is such a big youth population which will keep up population momentum in the years to come. There are fertility differentials between cities and rural areas. So, population has increased because of slow urbanization. C. Poverty. Malthus related population growth and food supply in a country. He argued that food supply does not increase in the same proportion as the rise in population. He concluded that population growth creates shortage of food. It is also remarked that despite increased productivity, improvement in productivity, improvement in economic organization, the standard of living of masses will not be increased to a desirable level in less developed countries. Some of the ideas of Malthus and his followers hold good in countries like India. In spite of efforts made in the country, the fertility rate in India has not come down to the desired level. Poor people have big families because the upbringing cost of the children is low. They regard their children as a source of security in times of need. Children are put to work at an early age and they act as a source of income to the parents. Poor people regard children as their assets. Besides, the infant mortality rate is high among children of the poor. So poor prefer more children. Poverty makes many in India to be indifferent to the size of the family. Although the attitude is changing, at present change is very slow. Page 85, 5.5.2.2, Social Factors. There are some social factors which have contributed to the growth of population in India. A. Marriage. Marriage is a social necessity in India. There is universality of marriage. It is pointed out that in India, only 5 out of every 1,000 remain unmarried by the age of 50 years among women. It was believed with the widespread of education, the attitude towards marriage would change, but the change is very slow. B. Age. People get married at a young age in India. This results in high fertility rate. N. C. Das, in his empirical study, has claimed that women marrying between 20 to 24 have the same fertility as those marrying before the age of 20. If women marry after 25, the fertility can be brought down according to the study. The average age for marriage in India is 18 years among women. So, fertility rate is remaining high. C. Beliefs. People have their own religious beliefs. People prefer sons to daughters. This preference is based on their religious beliefs. In their desire to have a son, people may give up family planning. Childless women are not treated well in the society. These social factors result in high birth rate. D. Joint family. Joint family system was responsible for high rate of population growth in India. It was acting as an insurance for the lazy and the needy. Disintegration of joint family has started in India in urban areas. The birth rate in urban areas is lower than the birth rate in rural areas. The impact of this on population growth is not on the desired magnitude. Page 86, E. Education. The census of population of 2001 has shown that literacy rate has increased to 65.4. Female literacy has also increased. But the growth of literacy has not made the people to give up their irrational ideas. Superstitions in many instances have come in the way of family planning. There is need for more awareness about family planning. Even though they are not against family planning, desired results can be attained only if people are properly educated in this regard. The factors contributing to growing population in India are bound to change. Once the industrialization gains momentum in the country, once the people are educated and once the urbanization on the desired scale takes place, the birth rate declines. Such a change is seen in several Asian countries like China, Thailand, and Sri Lanka. India cannot have a high birth rate for a long period after the death rate has declined. 5.6. Consequence of population growth. The rapid increase in population has made the people to think that India is overpopulated. There are some who argue that India has abundant natural resources and the existing population in the country does not pose a problem. Let us take up the issue whether India is overpopulated or not. At present, there is excess supply of unskilled labor and a high percentage of dependent population which are not in the best interest of the country. There are some economists and demographers in India and elsewhere who argue that India is having overpopulation and she must overcome it in a relatively short period. They are also of the opinion that if India fails to check the growth, Malthusian checks will come into operation. Incidence of famines, epidemics and other dangerous diseases will increase and death rate is going to rise. It is also feared that whatever economic gains are made are going to be nullified because of the big size of population. There are few people who are optimistic. They think that import of food grains will save people from starvation. But they admit that population growth in the country will prove to be a major obstacle to development. The big size of population is going to affect the economy in a number of ways. Page 87, 5.6.1, natural checks. Malthus regarded high birth rate and death rate as symptoms of overpopulation. He says that when there is overpopulation, there will be early deaths due to starvation, disease or some other natural calamities. If man fails to check the population growth, nature interferes and wipes out the excess population. It is true that nature in Malthusian sense has not interfered to check population growth. Amartya Sen has pointed out that India has been able to avoid famines. Death rate in India is high compared to the rates prevailing in other countries. Infant and maternal mortality rate are high in India. The medical facilities are not reaching a number of people. There are occasions when epidemics have broken in the country. There are floods and earthquakes which are responsible for high death rate in the country. There are cases of starvation deaths and suicides on account of poverty in the country. These can be taken as symptoms of overpopulation in the country. Some social scientists are of the opinion that the problem of poverty, unemployment and starvation would have been there in India even if population were less than what it is. The problems of poverty, unemployment and starvation are linked to economic system. They are linked to irrational approach to resource planning, defective manpower planning and to the strategy of planning in the country. However, it must be realized that the existing size of India's population and the current rate of growth are predominant obstacles to development in the country. Page 88, 5.6.2, unemployment. There is a large-scale unemployment in India. Government has made efforts to create new employment opportunities. In the 9th five-year plan, employment programs were linked to productivity. Rural employment programs were given importance. In the industrial sector, with the decline in public sector undertakings, the size of unemployment has increased. 5.6.3 Standard of Living. The standard of living in India is low. According to World Development Report 2002, gross national income in India was $2,432 billion for the year 2000. In 2000, per capita dollar was 2,390. Gross domestic product per capita percentage growth in 1999-2000 worked out to be 3.9. India comes under, in quotes, lower middle income, close quotes, countries whose per capita income is less than $4,580. Percentage share of income or consumption shows that in India, lowest 10% account for 4.1% of income and consumption, whereas the highest 10% account for 44% of income and consumption, according to World Development Report 2002. The income and consumption distribution shows that a large number of people in India are poor. The points discussed under 5.6.1, 5.6.2 and 5.6.3 indicate that the big size of population is responsible for the slow growth of economy. 5.6.4 Land-man ratio. There are other implications of population growth in the country. Land-man ratio is one implication to be considered. Pressure of population on land has been steadily increasing. According to 1991 census, density of population in the country was 267 per square kilometer. This was 324 for the year 2001. In spite of increasing density of population, the country has made some advance on the path of development. But the gains of economic growth have been wasted on account of the growing population. Had India had a small size of population, she would have achieved more progress. Land-man ratio can be analyzed from the point of view of pressure on agricultural land. The growth of population has resulted in making land holdings smaller and smaller. It was pointed out that 55 crore people depended on agriculture in 1991. The pressure of population is growing on land, but there is no scope for extensive cultivation. The growth of population is going to put additional burden on agricultural land. Economists like Kuznets, Spengler and Hautaker have expressed the view that human beings have the ability to cope up with the scarcity of natural resources. This line of thinking cannot be accepted in India because farmers in India have not been able to increase productivity on land because of lack of use of appropriate technology. Further, pressure of population on agricultural land would add to the problems of small holdings of land and low productivity. Page 89, 5.6.5, Population Growth and Capital Formation. It is argued that growing population hinders capital accumulation. Rapid growth in population makes increasing demands on resources for unproductive purposes. This makes capital accumulation to be small. This argument misses two points. In India, savings are done by relatively higher income brackets. Another point is that birth rate among families with high income bracket is considered low. So overall birth in India does not affect the saving potential of the country. It is the poor who with high birth rate face problems in India. Till 1964-65, net savings rate in India was less than 10% of the net domestic product. After 1965, it has increased. It improved to 21.2% by 1980-81. In 1990-91, it was 24.3%. In 1995-96, it was 25.2%. The population growth in India has not hindered capital accumulation. 5.7, let us sum up. In this unit, we have analyzed the causes and consequences of population growth. Various causes responsible for population growth in India are analyzed. The improvement in health, nutrition, and standard of living have led to decline in death rate. There are some economic and social factors which have led to high birth rate. Population growth in India has a number of consequences. It has affected land-man ratio and standard of living and capital formation. Page 90, 5.8, Model Questions. Question number 1. Examine the important trends in growth of population in India. Question number 2. Discuss population explosion in India. Question number 3. Is India overpopulated? Question number 4. Explain the various theories of population in the context of the Indian experience.